We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings, valuable viewers. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Goonarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Zhongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Finland donates for international humanitarian aid to Africa. In ecology news, an American woman promotes awareness of the nutritious Maya nut. In Nature News, a self-irrigating plant is found in the Israeli desert. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 23rd, is Luxembourg's National Day, also called Grand Duke's official birthday, which was established in 1961. The holiday celebrates the birthday of His Royal Highness Henry, Grand Duke of Luxembourg, Duke of Nassau, who is the current Grand Duke of Luxembourg. His Royal Highness belongs to the Mentor Foundation, which strives to prevent substance abuse among young people. In addition, His Royal Highness is very involved with eco-preservation and is chairman of the Galapagos Darwin Trust, Luxembourg. Situated in Western Europe between Germany and France, Luxembourg is a founding member of the United Nations and the European Union. The entire city of Luxembourg, the capital, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We wish Your Royal Highness Henry, Grand Duke of Luxembourg, Duke of Nassau, a blessed birthday. May all fine citizens of Luxembourg have a fabulous National Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Olac or Vietnam. On May 26, 2009, a heavy rain caused severe floods in the mountainous Dung Yung district of Nghệ An province. 5 people lost their lives and 2 sustained injuries, with 20 homes that collapsed and over 200 that were damaged, as well as up to 400 hectares of crops lost. Especially affected were the ethnic minority residents in Ba Thi village, where rice crops were submerged and many homes collapsed.
On May 28, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 for urgently needed aid, conveying her love and sorrow for those afflicted. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $252,000 in materials if purchased in the United States, based on OLAC's cost of living.
Our association members from northern OLAC or Vietnam quickly traveled approximately 500 kilometers to bring basic necessities to the affected people, especially those in the worst flood-affected villages of Yng Tin, Yng Hoa, and Yng Na. These villages were on a high mountain, about 50 to 60 kilometers away from the district center, and all residents were ethnic minorities, mainly the Khơ Mú and Thái, who make their living largely through growing vegetables.
On June 1st, with help from the local government, the relief team was able to reach the mountain communities where they delivered much-needed supplies to communities where houses had been swept away, leaving only the foundations, and many residents were confused and distressed.
In Ba Thi, a small village that had suffered 5 human casualties due to the floods, the relief team went to comfort each household, bringing gifts to the families who had lost loved ones. As the bridge leading to the village's primary school had been swept away, our association's relief team gave the local government financial support to be able to quickly rebuild the bridge and enable the children to safely return to school.
The people in all areas conveyed their gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's reassuring comfort and care.
Người dân ở đây có nhiều hộ sau khi nhận quà của hoa thân thanh hải vô thường sư thì họ rất cảm kích, rơi nước mắt. Bản thân chúng tôi nhận thấy rằng đây là một cái tinh thần rất là cao cả. Chúng tôi hết sức biết ơn ngài thanh hải vô thường sư và cùng thay mặt ủy ban huyện và cùng nhân dân dùng rút bào, chúng tôi kính chúc ngài luôn luôn mạnh khỏe.
Thay mặt cho cấp ủy chính quyền và nhân dân ở địa phương, xin chân thành cảm ơn sự lòng hảo tâm của nhà Thanh Hải và cảm ơn cái sự nhiệt tình của đoàn công tác. Mặc dù đường xã vào thì khó đi và thời tiết thì nóng bức, nhưng mà các anh các chị trong đoàn đã đến đi tận từng nhà và trao quà tận tay cho đến từng hộ. Cái nhân dân ở đây người ta cũng rất cảm phục và rất là biết ơn đến ngài Thanh Hải.
Phải nói rằng là ngài Thanh Hải vô thường sư là có một lòng hảo tâm rất là tuyệt vời. Nếu mà được vài người như vậy như ngài Thanh Hải vô thường sư thì rất tuyệt vời. Thì nhân dân đỡ thêm một phần khó khăn vất vả hơn.
Our thankfulness for the help of the local government in assisting our association's relief team. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her ever-loving support to those in need, and to our association's relief team for their devoted efforts to assist the afflicted.
Our prayers for the soon restoration of the All-Axis people to the normalcy of their everyday lives, and that humanity's greater benevolence will help ease calamities such as these.
Rainstorms hit Italy. On Saturday, severe wind and rainstorms cost one human life, as well as flooding streets and affecting train services in Rome. In the town of Cerveteri of Lazio, a powerful whirlwind destroyed a playground, damaged roofs of buildings and uprooted trees which blocked streets. We send our sympathies to the loved ones of the victim of the storms, wishing those affected the swift recuperation of their fulfilling day-to-day lives, and that devastation such as these are eased through humanity's more caring stewardship of our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu on the rise in Asia Pacific. The fatal strain is proving its virulence, as it now has spread across 94 countries and sickened more than 52,000 people while causing the loss of over 230 lives. Two more countries, Brunei and Iran, have diagnosed their first ever occurrences of the swine flu. In the Asia Pacific region, New Zealand reported 258 new cases within the past week, and health officials said they expect a large increase in the coming months, with currently an additional 728 suspected cases needing evaluation. Hong Kong and Bangkok, Thailand, each have approximately 300 some confirmed cases, while China and the Philippines have around 420 each.
Even the South Pacific islands of Samoa, Fiji, and Papua New Guinea are affected. Like many other first-ever cases, travel to and from another country seem to be a factor of swine flu infection. Meanwhile, Australia now has more than 2,400 confirmed cases after seeing over the weekend its first swine flu-related fatality, the second outside the Americas, of an Aboriginal artist. Concerns have been raised as to whether the virus could be more fatal for such remote communities with relatively high rates of other health problems.
We continue to be saddened by the reality of this distressing and costly trend. Our sympathies for those who have suffered loss, as we pray for the quick recovery of persons stricken by the swine flu. Meanwhile, may governments worldwide implement the best policy to protect public health by putting an end to raising animal operations and promoting the organic plant-based diet to fulfill a promise of vitality and well-being for all.
When chickens suffer, so do we. People who have been eating chicken for its comparative health benefits might want to reconsider. According to a recent report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, poultry is the number one source of foodborne illness in the United States. This is due to a combination of intensely confined living conditions that breed disease and a meat production process that passes it along.
During processing, the slaughtered birds are placed in tanks of cold water to keep the carcasses from decomposing. If one bird is infected, all the chickens in the tank are at risk of being similarly contaminated with fecal material containing bacteria such as Campylobacter and Salmonella, some of which can be lethal. The packaging process further compounds the problem because the tank water is retained with the packed chicken. Organic chicken contains the same health hazards, as organic only refers to what the chickens are fed, not to the slaughtering process. In December 2008, the nation's largest poultry producer filed for bankruptcy protection due to the unpredictable fluctuation of feed grain prices, grains that could otherwise be fed to starving people worldwide.
Although these descriptions of the poultry industry and the suffering of chickens are truly distressing, we are glad for these illuminated truths. Let us all turn to the most sustainable way to live, health-wise, economically, and environmentally, the vegan way.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Reporters safely free. American New York Times journalist David Rode and fellow Afghan reporter Tahir Luddin have emerged after being detained for 7 months in the mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Following their safe escape, the two were flown to an American base where Mr. Luddin was being treated for a foot injury while Mr. Rode was deemed in good condition. Our hearts are gladdened to know of the safety of Messrs. Rode and Luddin, wishing them joyful reunions with family and friends, and that the Providence continues to protect them and all journalists in their noble endeavours to bring clear, accurate and up-to-date information to our world.
Greenland granted self-rule by Denmark. In a ceremony on Sunday attended by Danish Queen Margrethe and her husband Prince Henrik in Inuit traditional costume, Denmark conferred a decree to Greenland for self-governance. Greenland will thus now be distinguished as a distinct people, with Greenlandic as the official language. The 57,000 Greenland citizens will also have jurisdiction of the country's natural resources, such as gas, gold, and diamond reserves, which could be beneficial to its economy. Greenland's Prime Minister Kupik Kleist said, "This morning, we awoke with new hope in our heart. From today, we are starting a new era in the history of our country, a new era full of hope and possibilities. Congratulations, Greenland, on this new horizon for your country. May heaven look after the serene and nature-endowed lands of Greenland and Denmark as you support one another's sovereignty."
Save our planet. World's hungry at record high. In a statement released last Friday, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, announced that the number of hungry people in the world has reached 1.02 billion, or one-sixth of humanity. The agency predicted a further 11% increase in 2009, with many coming from people in cities who are now facing unemployment. The FAO statement called for an international approach toward actions that will bring elimination of hunger in the world.
"We sincerely thank the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization for your evaluation and voice concern about this urgent condition on our globe. May our own actions, especially choosing more efficient and climate-stabilizing vegan foods, quickly bring shared abundance for people everywhere in the world."
Ever caring for humanity, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke in a July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, offering a clear and simple approach to resolve this persistent situation for once and for all.
"We can help to better prepare for the future food crisis is not future, it's already there, but we can help to minimize it or cap it by helping the developed nations to understand that vegetarian diet is the cure for food shortage, and that we should share the resources and technology with all fellow brethren, as heaven intended us to do. Again and again, eating meat is the cause of most misery on our planet. The world would better do without any animal products. It's already all obvious and amply evident. People must realize that putting down that piece of meat, which is poisonous, is all they have to do to attain peace on earth and to eliminate hunger for good, and to save the planet, of course.
Save Our Planet, First Vegan Earth Day makes call to action. On Sunday, June 21st, the world's first Vegan Earth Day was observed at Los Angeles Pierce College in California, USA, celebrating the worldwide trend toward the earth and life-preserving animal-free diet. The historic event, initiated by the pioneering U.S. talk show host Bob Linden of Go Vegan Radio, was also recognized by U.S. Congressman and vegan Dennis J. Kucinich.
The event was also graced by a full-day exhibition of celestial art. The book presenting Supreme Master Qinghai's uplifting works of art in diverse genres, described by Bob Linden as a vision of what our world could be upon going vegan.
Although unable to attend via live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her best wishes along with an important video message that was broadcast live both on www.veganearthday.org as well as on Supreme Master Television.
It was a powerful speech titled The Top Killers and stating the undeniable case that meat, alcohol, drugs and tobacco are in fact crimes of killing that we must stop. The following is an excerpt.
One day, we will also protest against the murder of our animal co-inhabitants, and by extension, we will denounce anything in the future that kills. Because killing is a crime that must be stopped. These silent killers, they are unnoticed by most of us. They are in our home. Every day, I will try to point them out. It may surprise you, it may not. To some of you, it is obvious. To some of you, will be the first time that you realize who our enemy truly is.
Despite her busy schedule, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously provided responses to all the distinguished guest questions, which were read on her behalf by representatives. Supreme Master Qinghai's vision, as hinted in her video message, was fully elaborated in her response to Mr. Linden's question, asking for a picture of an all-vegan world.
There would be no more violence among humans. The word war will soon be erased from memory, and perhaps dictionary. Even the animal kingdom will change to reflect the new peace humankind has established in and around them. If everyone became vegan today, what I just said would come true within a matter of a few months only. It's not a distant dream. I guarantee it.
What an inspiring historic event. Our accolades and sincere appreciation, Mr. Bob Linden, and organizers of this laudable occasion. May we all unite to truly honor the heaven that can exist on our shared planet through worldwide adoption of the organic vegan diet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for a full rebroadcast of this conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles on Words of Wisdom. Save Our Planet, First Vegan Earth Day makes call to action. On Sunday, June 21st, the world's first Vegan Earth Day was observed at Los Angeles Pierce College in California, USA, celebrating the worldwide trend toward the earth and life-preserving animal-free diet. The historic event, initiated by the pioneering U.S. talk show host Bob Linden of Go Vegan Radio, was also recognized by U.S. Congressman and vegan Dennis J. Kucinich.
The event was also graced by a full-day exhibition of celestial art, the book presenting Supreme Master Qinghai's uplifting works of art in diverse genres, described by Bob Linden as a vision of what our world could be upon going vegan.
Although unable to attend via live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her best wishes along with an important video message that was broadcast live both on www.veganearthday.org as well as on Supreme Master Television.
It was a powerful speech titled The Top Killers and stating the undeniable case that meat, alcohol, drugs and tobacco are in fact crimes of killing that we must stop. The following is an excerpt.
One day, we will also protest against the murder of our animal co-inhabitants, and by extension, we will denounce anything in the future that kills. Because killing is a crime that must be stopped. These silent killers, they are unnoticed by most of us. They are in our home. Every day, I will try to point them out. It may surprise you, it may not. To some of you, it is obvious. To some of you, will be the first time that you realize who our enemy truly is.
Despite her busy schedule, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously provided responses to all the distinguished guest questions, which were read on her behalf by representatives. Supreme Master Qinghai's vision, as hinted in her video message, was fully elaborated in her response to Mr. Linden's question, asking for a picture of an all-vegan world.
There would be no more violence among humans. The word war will soon be erased from memory, and perhaps dictionary. Even the animal kingdom will change to reflect the new peace humankind has established in and around them. If everyone became vegan today, what I just said would come true within a matter of a few months only. It's not a distant dream. I guarantee it.
What an inspiring, historic event. Our accolades and sincere appreciation, Mr. Bob Linden, and organizers of this laudable occasion. May we all unite to truly honor the heaven that can exist on our shared planet through worldwide adoption of the organic vegan diet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for a full rebroadcast of this conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles on Words of Wisdom. Save Our Planet at this year's Paris Air Show, the world's largest aircraft trade show held at Le Bourget Airport in France. Energy-efficient greenhouse gas-reducing models were featured by top jet makers and generated the most interest from attendees.
Save Our Planet. River Simple in the UK develops the Urban Car, a two-seater micro-vehicle made from recyclable composite materials and powered by a single hydrogen fuel cell, with open-source designs that will be available online for manufacturing worldwide.
Save Our Planet. The renowned US-based Pew Center launches the Climate Tech Book, a free online resource for evaluating and comparing technologies for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Save Our Planet. Tibet's central government is allocating $5.5 million to restore the ecology on the high-altitude Qinghai-Tibet Plateau and protect it from further climate change effects.
Hello there. I'm Samba, and this is my brother Sombo.
Hi, everyone.
We're vegetarian all the way, with no animal products.
That makes us vegan, doesn't it, Samba?
That's what it is, bro. Proud and ecologically correct vegans.
You know, I just have a feeling that many families are already vegan or becoming vegan. And speaking of families, today we'd like to share a family tip with you.
An enjoyable way to enhance your young children's math skills is to have them help you set the table for dinner.
For example, you can ask your youngster to figure out how many plates, bowls, chopsticks, spoons, or forks are needed for the whole family. Sounds like fun.
It's fun to be creative with family activities, Sambo.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, it's time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, Finland donates for humanitarian aid to Africa. Finnish Minister for Foreign Trade and Development, Paavo Väyrynen, has announced that over 9 million euros will be allocated for Darfur, Sudan, Somalia, and the Horn of Africa area. In addition, 10 million euros will be granted to Central Africa, including the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The contributions will be directed through various United Nations agencies. Our sincere appreciation and heaven bless you, Finland, for your generous commitment to those in need around the world. With dedicated and brotherly efforts, may all live in happiness, abundance, and peace.
In ecology news, an American woman encourages the rediscovery of the very nutritious Maya nut. Ms. Erica Vohman has founded the Equilibrium Fund to share information with people about this healthful nut. More than 10,000 women in Honduras, Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador have taken part in training sessions given by the Equilibrium Fund. Ms. Vohman highlights how this abundantly growing nut can be used to make many foods and to generate income for the women of the communities. The Maya nut was considered a staple food of the Mayan people in earlier times. Thank you, Ms. Erica Vohman and the Equilibrium Fund, for your fantastic work in bringing awareness about the wonderful Maya nut. May we continue to find plant-based miracles that protect our lives and our planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a plant in Israel is adapted to life in dry conditions. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more very cool news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, splendid news for a wondrous world. In Nature News, a rare self-irrigating plant is discovered in the Israeli desert. A type of desert rhubarb, the species has exceptionally large waxy rosette leaves, which are specially adapted to channel rainwater to its main root. This allows it to collect up to 16 times as much water as other plants in the area. Researchers Dr. Simcha Lev-Yadun, Mr. Gadi Katzir, and Mr. Gidi Niman of the University of Haifa in Israel first took note of the rhubarb while studying plants in the mountainous Negev Desert. Professor Lev Yadun said, "We know of no similar plant in other deserts of the world." Our many thanks, Professor Simcha Lev Yadun, Mr. Gadi Katzir, and Mr. Gidi Niman, for allowing us a glimpse into the glory of God's unique creation. May this extraordinary plant continue to flourish in its desert habitat.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Consistency.
Ông chồng nói với bà vợ: "Em à, cả 10 năm nay hả, cứ mỗi lần á mà có ai hỏi tuổi em á là anh lại phải trả lời như chúng ta đã thỏa thuận với nhau trước là 31. Xin lỗi em nhưng bây giờ anh thấy không tiện nữa." Bà vợ nói: "Không tiện? Vớ vẩn. Cứ để cho mọi người biết anh không phải là loại người hôm nay nói thế này mai lại nói thế khác."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
May we add this noble effort to share with Global Supreme Master Television viewers? The Universal Declaration on Animal Welfare is an agreement among people and nations to recognize that animals are sentient and can suffer, to respect their welfare needs, and to end animal cruelty for good, and to establish animal welfare as an issue of global importance as part of social development worldwide. Governments may give full support, and all are welcome to sign the petition at www.udaw.org to spread love and dignity worldwide. Misu from the USA.
Animal loving Misu, thanks so much for sharing this information and for caring for our innocent animal friends. The www.udaw.org website stated that the campaign is looking for 10 million signatures, and we are heartened that more than 1.9 million people have supported this compassionate petition. May we very soon have a vegan paradise where animals and humans are cherished and respected, with God's light and blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories from your area of the globe. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a joy to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your day shine with inner radiance and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A new book by U.S. authors Mark Beckoff and Jessica Pierce, titled Wild Justice, The Moral Lives of Animals, shows that animals have emotions, exhibit empathy, mourn for their dead, and have a sense of fairness.
Finding that the cost of treating diseases directly related to smoking was over $8.1 billion, or 5 times higher than previously calculated, the British Heart Foundation makes a firm recommendation for programs to quit.
The European Space Agency and a British company demonstrate the use of telemedicine to allow doctors to convey medical events and receive consultations via video during potential emergencies.
After meeting with Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh announces his country is ready to reopen peace talks.
Some 150 safe water facilities have been constructed in Amhara State, Ethiopia, to provide access to safe water in rural areas, benefiting some 50,000 people.
Researchers from the Purdue University, Indianapolis, in the U.S. have developed a low-cost strategy to accelerate the discovery of medicines to treat diseases that mainly occur in low-income areas.
A robotic marine craft developed by U.S.-based Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution dove to nearly 11,000 meters in the Western Pacific, opening the potential to explore previously unplumbed depths.
Bo, the first dog and most recent addition to the Obama family, has his official portrait taken at the White House.
The Arab League sets up a plan for rebuilding the infrastructure of the Gaza Strip, Palestine, with a $2 million donation pledged by the Arab states.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.